Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. And the first thing we were hoping for on the road, which was a continuous 48-minute effort and handling runs and adversity and all those kind of things, the Jazz accomplished tonight. They were down by 9 at one point. They then took the lead. The only thing they didn't accomplish was getting the win. They had the game seemingly in control. Frankly, everyone's going to talk about the last plays, but and I'm not criticizing anyone on this, but Joe Ingles got a wide-open three on a defensive breakdown by Miami that didn't go, that he makes over half the time, that, frankly, in my mind, is the play that changes the game, because Miami was using full-court pressure on Mitchell to hamper him getting up the floor, and they miscommunicated on who was supposed to get Ingles, and they had this one shot. But sometimes the league's like that seemed to open the door to give my – I think it would have been a 7-point lead as he makes the shot. It takes a 2-point game the other way. And then Miami was charging, and this is what they've done all season long.
Yeah, they was charging what Goran Dragic, the floor was spread enough, and it was it was one of those plays where he would pass, go get it back, and when he gets it back, he's going downhill, and he's at full speed. And the Jazz, they ran that play twice and got something out of it. And I totally agree with you with that play, that jumper that Joe Ingles missed, because Donovan Mitchell pushed the ball up the floor. He had plenty of time to knock it down on the left side. He missed it. That was a three. That would have sealed the deal. I thought the killer was the chippy that Derek Favors missed right in front of the rim that would have given them a 5-point lead with a minute and 27 seconds left in the ball game.
Donovan drives and gives it off to Derek late.
Yeah, well, it was a scramble for the basketball, and I think Derek ended up thinking that he had to get it off real quick when he really didn't. If he would just turned and just, you know, it was a little 2-foot, little jump hook that he probably could have made.
And that's what it takes to win games. You've just got to make these plays. We can get into the stuff late in the game, and we will here in a second on the plays. But the big, that's what it takes. Every these opportunities come and you've got to grab them. This is what Miami's done all year. They have beat below 500 teams and they have won close games. They are they're the second best close team in the NBA. They come out of the timeout. Now at this point they were down one and they ran a pretty darn good play. Wayne Ellington is the focus. The Jazz did a good job of taking him away all night long and on the final play. So Richardson comes to get it. Olynyk throws a monster pick on Mitchell. Richardson then turns the corner. Favors is now shadowing, and Richardson got a step and lays it up and in.
Yeah, I thought Derek could have been up and over to the left a little bit. He was hanging back, and that gave Richardson a chance to turn the corner and get to the basket. But the bottom line is that, what is this, the 16th clutch game that the Miami has won this year? They got the job done late in the ball game, and they got it done with their star players. It wasn't Ellington's threes. It was Dragic. I thought as Donovan Mitchell got things going there in the third period, I thought that Tyler Johnson ended up answering a little bit late in that third period. It was just some big plays made on both ends, and unfortunate for the Jazz, the Miami Heat ended up winning.
Final play out of the timeout. The Jazz want to get it to Mitchell. They deny Donovan coming to the ball, and so the release valve is that Ingles throws it into the backcourt. It means that Donovan crosses half court right about the 4-second mark, and then Miami had clearly decided they were not going to let Donovan beat them. Hood kind of runs a false action toward Donovan, but both defenders go to Donovan. He's forced into a prayer, I called it on the air, a 17-footer, 17-foot, 1-foot off balance, not much chance of going in shot.
Yeah, I thought that as well, and I'd like to follow up with Quinn and see exactly what they were going to run, because I thought if they were going to end up throwing it in the backcourt, then Donovan should have been going downhill without any screens or anything, knowing that there's a possibility they were going to run someone at him. That way he could, you know, make the correct pass. But I was very surprised that Rodney's came up and they end up switching, and Donovan had no chance.
I'm not even sure they switched. I think they just doubled.
Just doubled him, yeah. What really a switch, you're right, and end up. But, you know, that was an opportunity miss for another road victory, and hopefully the Jazz can continue to put themselves in that position.
The key play of the game, and credit has to be given to Miami on this as well, is the play before Miami takes the lead, the Jazz lead by one. Donovan Mitchell, they double team Donovan Mitchell on the inbound, so he cannot get the ball. I mean, the amount of attention on Donovan is that they are double teaming him on the inbound, so Hood then comes to get it. Rodney holds it for a while in the backcourt. I was scared he was going to get a violation. I mean, he didn't start dribbling for a long time. He barely gets across the half court. By the time he does, there's very little time for anything, and he then takes a long contested three that had very little chance to go in. That really is the play, as much as that, you know, that's the one. If you score, you're up three, that you're in pretty good shape. You can start, but that's the one. And give Miami some credit because they took the ball out of Donovan's hands on that, and the Jazz. I almost feel like at that point also because of the double team that Rodney had a mismatch. He might have had a
Taylor Johnson ended up on him. And that was the reason I was telling Bowler Jack on TV that I thought that Donovan would have been a great chance for Rodney Hood to do what he's done quite a bit in this ball game, working down to that 15 to 13 foot range, jump right over the top of him and try to score instead of taking that long 3-point shot.
Earlier in the game, Rodney had done exactly that. It was his first clutch basket of the season when he got the bucket in the earlier in that stretch. So, I mean, he had kind of done that earlier, but he just must not have felt he could have gotten by him.
Well, I know we're recapping this game, and it's kind of frustrating the way the Jazz lost it. But my takeaway is that this is one of the few times we've been in the ball game, giving ourselves a chance to win, especially on the road. We've won big a lot of times on the road, but we've really lost big won big at home, but we've really lost big on the road. But we were right there tonight.
Some good things that were done tonight. Joe Ingles and Rodney Hood both played great chase defense on Wayne Ellington. Joe Ingles really is a terrific chase defender and took away a huge part of their offense. That caused them some problems during the game. I thought they deserve some real credit. That favors battling through two bumps late in the ball game that we're able to stay in. So there are definitely plenty of highlights that are going to be overshadowed by those final few plays.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, I think Quinn probably got something out of this as well. Derek Favors, I was awfully scared when he was limping. I mean, slapping the floor down there. I thought maybe it was something a little more serious than what we saw. But those, when you bang knees with someone.
Did he bang knees? You had the replay closer to you. Yeah. I looked like he was right a little lower than knee, so it was right on the shin.
You know, maybe so. I mean, it was somewhere around the knee, and that hurts. And I was telling Craig on TV that as soon as you get hit like that, if you stay in the ball game, you're going to get hit again in that same spot, and it hurts worse.
And that's what happened.
Right. It really hurts worse.
Joe Johnson had a pretty nice game tonight offensively. Had a tough time with Olynyk defensively, but did a pretty nice job offensively. Tabo got the start tonight. Was super. A lot of guys played really, really good games tonight. Unfortunately, the Jazz do not get the win. We'll head to D.C. next. This has been Postcast on Locked On Jazz. Have a good night and be safe.